Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Thank God it's Friday, right?
Yeah. That's what that's how the song goes, anyway. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick off. I started something not too long ago with this young man. And it is coming to fruition. And what I'm referring to is something that I call simply the Truck Gun Project. Joining me from Spikes Tactical is the mind that helped put this thing together. His name is Nick Goff. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm still working on trying to find some 300 blackout ammo. I have some. I have enough to cause a ruckus if I have to.
Well, I actually spoke with the guys over at Gorilla Ammo today. On another project kind of thing that I'm working on with them, and they might be able to squeak you out a few hundred rounds. Personally, I like their 300 blackout quite a lot.
Well, you know, that's one thing I want to get with you. Now, let's describe the truck gun. The truck gun is a 7-inch barrel or 8-inch barrel?
8.
It's an 8-inch barrel, AR-15 pistol configuration in 300 blackout. It has the best muzzle device on it. The Spikes Tactical muzzle device, and what is it, the GS2? What is the nomenclature of that?
The R2. Yep.
The R2. The R2 muzzle device is one of the most unheralded pieces of equipment out there. You can make your AR better just adding that to it. But having said that, I have the R2 muzzle device on it. And today I went around and I was buying M-lock stuff. I have an M-lock rail on it, so I have now I got an angled foregrip on the bottom of it. I've got a QD attachment. Even though the rail comes with a QD attachment, I wanted it further out. I got a backup set of sights. I've got a Holosun red dot on it, and tomorrow I'll get a couple more parts, and then I got to figure out the flashlight part of it, which I know they make M-lock mounts for this, but this is going to be the truck gun. Now, what is when you think of a truck gun? What is a truck gun?
Well, to me personally, it's definitely something that has a dedicated purpose. You know, and I'm sure a lot of listeners are kind of like, well, 300 blackout, a lot of people have their own opinions on it, but, you know, a dedicated purpose being self-defense. And if you can get a 205 grain projectile moving pretty darn good and suppress it, I feel like that's a pretty good lethal combination to have in your corner in a defensive situation, which your truck gun build is designed for. It's not designed for, you know, reaching out at the range and plinking some steel or paper. It's designed to have some good knockdown power at close to medium ranges, and again, the added benefit of being able to suppress it.
As soon as everything is complete, then I'm going to be going and working on the suppressor part of it. I got a local Ace Firearms can build me a suppressor to go on it, and he actually has a very similarly configured 300 blackout truck gun of his own that's already suppressed, so he knows what's coming up. Now, 300 blackout. So when I was talking to Cole at Spikes the other day, and I was telling him that, you know, 300 blackout ammunition, that kind of stuff. His suggestion to me, and I've never shot 300 blackout, I'll be honest with you. What is the shooting characteristic like on an AR?
As far as, like, what does it feel like?
Yes, sir.
I personally think it's a nice soft-shooting projectile for being the size that it is, and for the velocity that you can squeak out of it. I think it's a very reasonably recoiled and controllable cartridge. I think that's one of the reasons why it did have its huge leap into, you know, success right off the bat. Was a lot of people found that it's a 200 grain projectile that's moving pretty good. So to do that and be able to also control the recoil to the point where you don't lose your sights from shot to shot is a highly desirable characteristic.
So what Cole was telling me, I've got a 7-inch AR-15 with a similar red dot on it. He said, do your training with your 5.56, and then take, you know, if you have to get out and actually use something and thump on somebody, that's when you bring out the truck gun.
For sure. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, and I'll be completely honest, I do a ton of training with just a straight up 22. You know, we went through our ammo, you know, desperation time period here, and kid 5.56 was becoming harder to get a hold of, and at the end of the day, you are just kind of going through repetitions and acquiring your sights, and, you know, although you're not going to get the exact recoil out of 22 necessarily, the 5.56 versus the 300 blackout will be very similar.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm thinking about. It's going to be the thing to do. But the gun itself, I'm very excited about the gun itself. It looks very well appointed and very well put together. And it doesn't weigh that much, but then again, I didn't expect it to weigh too much. I've just got one more piece to put on it, and it's really, truly operational. But one thing I discovered, and I'm going to convert this over from being a pistol only to having the pistol brace on it, is that little hole in the back of the pistol tube, is that a quick detach on the back of it?
On the actual back of the tube itself, or on the plate that the tube screws into?
On the tube itself.
No, that is not.
Okay, no. I thought that might be what it is. I haven't tried to make it one of those yet, but yeah, it's going
to
be.
You may be able to make it, but it's not designed to do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to do any field expedient stuff and everything else. Now, In the coming segments, I want to talk about some of the things that I have added to it, get your opinion of them, as far as the add-ons I put on it, because you run, is it safe to say you're sort of a test pilot at Spikes?
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. So you're sort of a test pilot, and you know, I'm sure you've had... You haven't had things blow up on you, but I'm sure you've had certain accessories that you put on the gun sort of like come off in one hand or something, going, oh, well, this would not be one that we recommend or we want to integrate into our builds. I don't guess, but I want to ask you about, because I added four pieces just today.
Okay.
And I've got 1, 2, 3 left to put on it. And then it'll be done. It'll be
definitely done. And then, yeah, those go.
But, yeah, that's and for an 8-inch barrel, this is going to be a very accessorized piece of weaponry. So...
as it should be. I mean, again, you have a dedicated purpose of this is... to potentially be utilized in a scenario where you truly require it. It's not a fun recreational piece that you're just going to try and tear some holes in paper with.
Right. Now, for anybody out there that's interested, so I think Spikes Tactical is one of those diamonds in the rough where you know, they truly are a boutique rifle sort of builder, and at the same time they build some of the most functional, hard to destroy ARs out there. I have yet to have a stoppage out of any of the ones I have, and I have 3 others. So that's one reason why I try to stay with them, because of that kind of reliability. You don't want to run into that. Or you do want to run into that. You don't want to run into less reliability by any stretch of the imagination. SpikesTactical.com. We'll be right back. It's the Truck Gun Project with Nick Goff, and going to be picking his brain, because when I get done with this thing, well, it's going to be my traveling companion. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominates.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. I recently got the truck gun. It is now evolving into what it is going to end up being for now and forever. And the first thing I popped on it, Nick, was a red dot, a Holosun red dot. A red dot for a weapon that size and for its purpose. Is that enough?
Yeah, I mean, red dots are by far probably the most popular optic choice in AR platform, regardless of application. But especially for the purpose of this one being here close to medium range, quick acquisition type of platform.
I'm using the HoloSun 403 primarily because I had it sitting around the house on not on, mounted on anything, and I said, okay, well, this can go right on there. It's, and I like it because it's small and don't weigh much. I like HoloSun pistol optics. I don't have that much experience with the bigger weapons, but the pistol optics seem to run pretty good. What do you think of HoloSun as a brand?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've done a great job over the past probably 5 years, really making a good name for themselves. Everyone I know that runs them pretty much all on all their stuff has nothing but good things to say. As with pretty much any optic, the real important quality to have is durability and repeatability. So kind of take a little bit of a beating and still retain its hero is kind of what it comes down to. So I would just recommend the first few times that you take it in and out of the truck or in and out of the bag or whatever it is you're going to be carrying it in, just check that zero and make sure it hasn't bumped all over the place. That's kind of the nuts and bolts of that.
So the and I want to ask you a question about optics. Every time I run a gun with, say, a HoloSun optic, I get lambasted on YouTube for using a Chinese optic. And it isn't that I don't, you know, an optic is a pretty expensive piece if you go with Aimpoint or EOTech, or plus they're heavier. Unless you go with one of the Aimpoint micros, which I love the Aimpoint micros. But, you know, when I'm just sitting here thinking, and I've got one laying around the house, I mean, why would I go out and buy one? But, I mean, as far as optics are concerned, is there any one brand that you're aware of that is just outright not as good as the rest of them?
That's kind of, you know, a loaded question, right? I've had $4,000 optics out of the box. Weren't able to zero. They didn't track to the correct adjustment. I've had, you know, $1,200 cheaper, what you would call low-end optics, perform perfectly well.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, it does come down a lot to the sourcing of parts, but it also comes down to quality control. And as we all know, especially with supply chain being the way it is, as of late, good batches and bad batches of parts are going to come through. So I don't think you can really sit back and just be like, this is absolute garbage. Now, if you're going on Alibaba and buying an optic, I think you're going to get probably what you expect, or wish.com. But, you know, the biggest thing I recommend to people is what are you using it for? If it's like your truck gun, I mean, again, this is potentially going to be something you use to defend yourself. Having a quality optic that you trust is very, very important. But the biggest thing is, how is the company that you're buying it from going to respond if something is wrong with it? Are they going to replace it? And if so, is it going to take 2 years, 3 years, or no questions asked, here's a new one? So there's a lot that goes into it, but I mean, I wouldn't sit there and say, don't absolutely go with any one company necessarily. If you think it's cheap, it's probably cheap, and you probably shouldn't go with it. But any of the companies out there with any sort of name are going to have a relatively good product that they put forward.
So along with the optic, I also put a set of backup sights on it. Are backup sights a must?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and the other aspect of that is where do you put the backup sight? Sometimes people will mount them pretty much directly in front of their primary, and, well, if the window of that gets shattered, are you still going to be able to see them? So I tend to put my backup iron sights on an offset, so that way I can just camp the gun to the side, and then if my optic is shattered and it's not on a quick release, I can just turn my optic, camp it to the side, and have unobstructed view of my backup sight. But yeah, absolutely need backup sight. You can't rely on something that's a mechanical device requiring batteries and whatnot to be foolproof.
I used, I actually had some from Fab Defense that had been sent to me by Fab Defense. I popped them on there, and they co-witnessed perfectly with the optic, which is a really pleasant surprise. Now, the one thing I haven't done yet is pick out a sling. And I'm going to put a sling on it. I have a quick detach point that I added to the top of the rail from MagPul at the furthest forward point in front of the backup sight, because I want it out there in front of my hand and not get bunching up with my hand on the grip that I put on it. Do you have a sling recommendation?
I guess probably for the past, I don't know, 5 years or so, I've been running a Faro concept slingster. It's a pretty straightforward concept. It has, you know, the adjustable quick release adjustability, a little bit of padding. I think not too obnoxiously thick that gets in the way. It's a relatively straightforward basic sling, but the biggest thing I would say is to actually use it in the capacity that you're planning on using it. A lot of people think, oh, I'll just throw it on here, good to go. Well, then if you adjust it to be at its tightest, it's either too tight or not tight enough, or at its loosest, it's hanging down to the ground. So, you know, once you get it on there, definitely want to mess around with it, use it in the different configurations you think you might be finding yourself using it, to make sure that it's adjusted properly. Biggest mistake I see people make is they get it adjusted where they think they want it, and then they cut off all the slack. Oh, this is all extra. I don't need this.
Yeah.
And then they throw a plate carrier on, you know, a few months down the road, and they're like, well, I wish I would have had that extra 5 inches of material. So just a rubber band or tape it up so you kind of figure it out.
So are you saying Faro Concepts, the slingster?
Yeah, F-E-R-R-O.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Okay. All yeah, right.
It hasn't shredded. It you know, the adjustable device on it works great. So, yeah, no issues with that.
Hang on for me. I got. We're going to get into the one part that I have never put on a rifle when we get back. Ben, I want to see what your thoughts are on that. Talking to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical, spikestactical.com, the toughest AR-15 out there. It is. The design is. It's like minimalist art, but it runs like a Swiss watch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States will pursue the offer to discuss a prisoner swap with Russia. Blinken made that vow today at a foreign ministers meeting in Cambodia, where the Russian foreign minister is also in attendance. The Russian foreign minister said earlier in the day that Russia is ready to discuss a trade deal for Griner through the proper diplomatic channels. With roughly 6,600 cases nationwide, the United States has declared monkeypox a public health emergency. Dr. Fauci.
That you might see more of that. You don't want to panic people because there's no need to be overly concerned now. But at the same time that you're not currently overly concerned. You should be currently very observant and currently very careful and currently on top of what's going on and following it very carefully.
USA Radio News. China continues to be sore about Pelosi's trip to Taiwan this week.
China is continuing their military drills near Taiwan in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the country earlier this week. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says the United States is prepared for what China does next.
Beijing's provocative actions are a significant escalation in its long-standing attempt to change the status quo.
Kirby says the country doesn't want a crisis, but they will not be deterred from supporting Taiwan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The lawyer for Deshaun Watson's accusers is calling on the NFL to take action against the Cleveland Browns quarterback. Tony Busby, who represents more than 20 women who filed civil suits against Watson, pushed NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to do the right thing. This comes after a retired federal judge recommended a 6-game suspension for Watson. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are discussing the truck gun project. And I'm discussing it with Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical, who actually conceptualized this gun build. While we were at break, I ordered a Faro Concepts sling, Nick.
They're kind of hard to come by sometimes. They're pretty high in demand.
Well, it said that I'm going to have it, they're going to ship it in 3 days. I ordered one in black camo. Apparently, that's not very popular. I personally don't care. I'm colorblind, so, you know, most of this stuff is, you know, they could send me a pink one. I'd be like, hey, I'm tactical and fit to fight. Now, what about laser sights?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this?
Visible lasers.
I mean, I'm thinking about actually taking my Streamlight TLR-8 and inverting it and sticking it in front of the optic.
Yeah, I personally don't run visible lasers. I never really had a need to. I'm just, you know, now they're a little bit better with how visible they are. You know, moderate to sunny conditions, but typically they're a little bit on the harder side to see. So, yeah, not something I've done a whole lot with, but definitely have a place. I mean, you know, in darker, dimmer environments or inside of a home. But it is definitely something that you want to pay attention to when you go to the range and make sure that those are also holding their zero, because they're also a little susceptible to losing that.
Right. Is there actually one of those out there that is really inexpensive that's even worth happening, or do they lose zero due to the jarring and the shock?
Yeah, it's a lot of that. I mean, it's also how they're constructed. It's a device that has a lot of internal, you know, mirrors and whatnot. So if something goes off on the internals, then that's going to obviously play a huge role in the level of accuracy on the outside. So I wouldn't be able to sit here and all honesty tell you one that I would trust, just because I don't have enough personal experience with them to do so, and I have definitely not tested one enough in that capacity.
Well, the reason I'm thinking about using my TLR-8 is because as a pistol laser, it has worked pretty good. I had it mounted on a Terran Tactical Innovations Glock 45, and then I've decided to run it without that because it's already got an optic on it. And I don't think you should take a handgun and make it the size of a Wheaties box when it comes to you, and it's actually concealable, and then you're like, well, this is so cool, I want to add all these other things to it.
Yeah, and then it's heavy, and you got to lug it around. So, yeah, definitely has a breaking point where the returns start getting diminished.
Right. So I'm thinking about sticking that on there and seeing how that works. The problem may be that with the backup sight, even when it's folded down, it may be in line of sight of the laser. But I'll find out. I will find out. I'm going to stick it on there after the broadcast tonight and just see what happens when I activate that and go from there. Now, one other thing I wanted to ask you about as far as... I haven't gotten a flashlight yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the TLR-8, if it actually works, then I have a flashlight and a laser.
Right.
But...
You definitely need a flashlight.
So, if I were to decide to go with a without a laser and go with a side-mounted M-lock bracket to put it on the M-lock rail, is there one you would recommend?
I've been running the ModLight system for quite a while now,
yeah.
And I've really enjoyed it. I think it's definitely durable. I've used it as much as a hammer as I have a light, so I can definitely attest to its durability. There's a couple of other options as far as do you want rechargeable batteries versus batteries that you can just swap out, stuff of that nature. So I mean, those are considerations that you have to kind of decide on before choosing which light is probably best for your application. If it's going to be a truck gun, I would probably go with something I can just swap out. That way I don't necessarily have to worry about pulling batteries out and charging them.
Right.
I can just check them, and if they're low, I can just swap them out. It's kind of a little bit more hassle-free, if you will. So, yeah, I've been a big fan of them. I think their stuff is very durable. It's extremely bright. They don't necessarily offer 30 different models, which can kind of become a little bit overwhelming when selecting. I think there's maybe four or five that you can choose from. But I run Enforce pistols sometimes, and I think those are quite good, and they can actually go over onto a rifle application.
Well, I have an Enforce on one of my Aero builds. And I've heard very bad things about Enforce, and I've seen none of them justified with the one that I'm running.
They had, when they released their new line, they had some issues with the batteries draining pretty quickly.
Right.
And it was just a computer internal problem inside of the motherboard, I guess you could call it, on the internals of the light. But I know they have rectified that, and I've swapped out two lights with them and haven't had an issue since. So,
well, that would actually be ideal, because I love where the light switch is on those lights, that little angled, curved light switch. That'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Do they make them with the M-lock? Hey, let me go look at that while we're talking.
Yeah, I prefer their on the pistol, just for the way my thumb lays on the gun. I think it's a little bit more intuitive and less disruptive, whereas like the stream lights and whatnot that you kind of have to press down on the toggle or up on the toggle, it's starting to add a little bit too much movement into the gun.
Anyway.
A rifle or an AR pistol, you're going to most likely be running a pressure pad of some sort where you can actually put it, you know, where your thumb naturally wants to lie, or if you decide to use your index finger or whatnot, but you can move that to being perfect for you, which is kind of nice about those lights.
Well, that's going to be the thing that I don't know why I had not thought about Enforce. I hope they make one that's a little smaller than the full sized one, because on this I'm going for as much of a small profile as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I would just recommend with whatever light you are going to use, you're going to want to mount it as far forward as you can, just so that the cone of the light doesn't get disrupted by the rail. So if you put it further back and you activate it, whatever side of it, it's on the left or right side, will get kind of blocked out by the rail of the rifle. So you're going to lose a lot of that cone dispersion of your light onto the target. So you want to kind of try and get to this far forward if you can.
Definitely going to check into that tomorrow when I'm picking up stuff. And they make a one battery version. That's perfect. Excellent, 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 excellent. Anyway, I'm just looking at stuff as we go. I'm making a list because of what Nick does, I can only imagine if you have run Enforce lights, you know how good they are. You making that recommendation means that you have not found them to be bad. And so for that reason, I'll go with somebody. How many rounds do you think you shoot a year?
Oh, I wouldn't even venture a guess.
How many a week do you think you shoot?
It ebbs and flows. I mean, an average day on the range is probably close to 1,000 rounds of either pistol or rifle. So, I mean, that's 3,000-ish a week each, yeah. Probably.
So that's 150,000 a year. 150,000 rounds a year. Yeah, I'm going to listen to what Nick has to say.
Rifle, so yeah. Those are typically 100 to 150 round days. So,
Hang on for me. We got one more break to get through. Talking to Nick Goff. This is the Truck Gun Project. You'll be seeing it on YouTube very shortly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load discussing the truck gun project, which the only other thing that I have not mentioned is, and I'm talking to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. He was the mind that conceptual when I was talking about what should I get, and this is what he told me I should do. And he put it together and put it in the mind of Cole A. Lou, who then made it come out in the wash. And the only other thing that I haven't mentioned is I put a M-Lock angled foregrip on the underside of it. Now with the muzzle device on that, will that come off, or will it readily accept some sort of a can on it as it is?
No, you'll have to take the muzzle device off. It's a standalone muzzle brake. So
what,
it's not
such a shame.
Suppressor adapter. Yeah.
Such a shame.
Unfortunately, that's kind of a trade-off you get for the effectiveness, is you're a little bit more limited in what you can do from a design perspective when you're doing an adapter.
Right.
But I do think the angle foregrip is a great idea, especially on a more shorter barreled configuration, just because that way you're less apt to have your hand slide where you do not want it.
Yeah. With the muzzle device that's on it, the R2, which I think is one of the most unheralded pieces of kit out there available to anybody today to add to your AR. With that, what's that going to be like when I pull the trigger on that? Am I going to have a big fireball? Is it going to dissipate it quite nicely? I mean, I'm used to having a big fireball on that short of a barrel.
Yeah, you actually won't really notice a whole lot from that perspective. If someone's behind you at roughly a 45 degree angle within a couple of feet, they're gonna feel a little bit of the overpressure and a little bit more of the effects of it, of the effectiveness, if you will. But yeah, from your perspective, it's just gonna be a little bit loud and no movement of the muzzle.
Right. Which brings us to the next part, which is, since you said you talk, and see, I probably will not stock a lot or keep on hand a bunch of, I'm thinking I'm going to make 10 magazines up for this particular weapon. And by the way, one thing that Nick recommends that I heartily, as I have thought about it more, is to take your magazines. If you're going to have 300 blackout and 5.56, take your 300 blackout magazines and mark them as 300 blackout. And never use them for 5.56. What would happen, Nick, if I take a 5.56 and try to run it through a 300 blackout?
And there's a couple of different things that can happen. It could shoot, and you're just kind of like, wow, that did not go anywhere near the target. It could definitely do some damage to the inside of your bore. I mean, there's a whole like list of potential things that we probably don't even know of, because at the end of the day, you're sending a piece of metal from an explosion down a metal tube. So,
and that's small enough to bounce around a little bit as it goes out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be stable. So, yeah, you'd be lucky if you saw it on target, depending on how far away you were. But it's also the contrary. We definitely don't want you to try and shoot a 300 blackout out of a 5.56.
What happens if I try that?
That's a little bit more of a known. Let's just say explosions like to take the path of least resistance, and whatever is your weakest point in that gun is going to be where it likes to come out. So your chamber through your ejection port and your upper is usually what ends up eating the majority of that force. So needless to say, we have had to replace a few for people who have made that mistake. So, yeah.
So every time I get a magazine, all the magazines I'm buying right now that I'm loading 300 ammo in, I'm getting a silver Sharpie, and I'm writing at the base on both sides 300.
There you go.
And I'm only probably going to keep... Now, how many... as many 300 blackout rounds will go into a standard AR mag as will 5.56, yeah, just because of the brass casing size?
Yeah, you might notice one round less, just depending on...
I'm loading 25 into mine so I can have an equal amount over 8 mags, because I was only able to find... I only bought 200 rounds to begin with.
Yeah, you should be able to get them pretty close, but most people find that it's going to be a round or two less.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm going with the 25-rounders. Or maybe if I get some more ammo, I might go to 28. But I'm only looking to keep 10 magazines loaded at any given time. And if I go travel, like today, tomorrow when I go, I'm going to take the truck gun, which is not complete yet. We haven't gotten to the last part of it. It is not complete yet. I'm going to take the truck gun, and I'm going to put in my 5.11 little... I've got a little 5.11 bag that also will turn into sort of a bandolier. So in that, there will be 6 magazines, and there will be a magazine in the weapon, and or there will be 5 magazines and a magazine in the weapon, because I only have 6 right now that I've dedicated to that. And we will go from there, and let's talk about the last part. I'm going to use a SBA-3SB tactical brace. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the gold standard these days. It's a great product. Again, I haven't had any real issues with it just coming apart or any kind of reliability issues. So definitely is the way to go. They manufacture for a lot of other people as well. So there's really no one out there that's doing anything better.
So for the inevitable, when I record this and I put the inevitable video up on YouTube and the YouTube commandos come out, what is the current rule regarding shouldering the brace?
I wish I could tell you. It's probably changed since lunch.
What was it at lunch? What was the last word you heard?
I couldn't even tell you. I'll be completely frank. I don't even pay attention to it. My goal when I'm shooting is to hit what I'm aiming at as effectively as I can. So
sure.
If that happens to make its way up in my shoulder and someone wants to come talk about it, I'm happy to have that conversation. But yeah, I guess that's going to be my stance on that. Do what you have to feel.
I'm going to be shouldering it. I have shot my other AR-15 pistol and videoed it and shown it out there. And I've had plenty of people come up, oh, you can get in trouble for sticking that to your shoulder. But, I mean...
You know as well as I do, no matter what you do, it's going to be 50-50 with people talking shit. So... let's just be honest.
And the other thing is this, though. A lot of people mistakenly think that the ATF, there was a recent case that came out of the Supreme Court, which was an EPA case, where the Supreme Court said the EPA cannot regulate any industry out of business to the point of doing it without some sort of law from the legislative branch, which that will apply to the ATF. And a lot of people are not taking that into consideration. I called one place looking for one of those things today, and they were like, "Well, they're buying them like hotcakes because they're going to be banned soon." I was like, "No, they're not."
They have been banned and unbanned probably more times than the weather changes in the state of Florida. So, I don't think anyone really has the time to sit down and worry about that on a daily basis.
So with and that's where Spike's Tactical is. So when you guys when they ban them, which it's probably been a while since they've been banned in the state of Florida. When they have banned them in the past, what have you done? Just sat on them for a minute and just said, well, okay, give it a 5 minutes. We'll see what happens.
That's for the most part, We just know it's going to change. We know that there's way more that goes into it than someone leaking something onto the internet. So we just kind of hold tight until we've got more of a solid answer from the powers that be, but right. As we've all seen, that doesn't necessarily ever happen because they really can't do anything about it. So,
yeah, I mean, I if there was some way to do it, some way to pad it, I'd probably just leave the tube on it and just shoulder the tube.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my other weapon has a shockwave blade on it, and I mean that's there's no way that's comfortable when I'm shooting that, but it works, and I manage to shoot it. We're about to run out of time. Thank you for taking the time to come and join me. I will, when I get this thing finished and find out about, you figure out the load that you would suggest with Gorilla Ammo, I'm in.
Sounds good.
Spike's Tactical, that is where Nick Goff does his work. He's a test pilot there, one of the lucky ones, 150,000 rounds a year. Just think about that. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.